Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A second and a fourth, and you got to pay him basically $30-plus million a year for no less than 3 years. Trey Hendrickson, would you? Or wouldn't you? If you want to weigh in on anything else from a very busy Washington football week, that's fine too. But this is in play. You know, this is a dynamic situation, obviously. It may be less in play today, or it may have been more, you know, it may have been much more in play last week. And maybe, you know, at this point, no one in the league thinks Cincinnati will lower the asking price because they don't want to lose him. And they want to be able to say, no one met the asking price. You're under contract. Remember, he's under contract for another year to play in Cincinnati. And there's some pressure on Cincinnati to be a playoff team next year, to be a contender next year. And can you imagine that defense as bad as it was last year without Trey Hendrickson? So a second and a fourth, paying him 3 to 4 years at $30 million plus, yes or no, 301-230-0980. Denton loves Trey Hendrickson, loves the Bengals. So I'll let you answer the question first.
I love some of the Bengals, not all of them.
You love Joe Burrow more than any player in the league.
Jamar, no. I love Jaden
Daniels. Other than Jaden.
There you go, yeah.
Okay.
I would not do this. No, I would not. I think you got to play hardball with the Bengals. They're a dumb organization. They have a history of being a dumb organization. The second the first round ends, if Trey Hendrickson is still on that roster, his value tanks. And I think you don't have to give up 2 picks for him. So for a team that only has 5 picks right now, I would not give up another 2 for Trey Hendrickson. My feeling has been that they're going to flip 29 to garner more picks. That seems to be how Adam Peters operates in the small sample size that we know about him. But I would not give up 2 and 4 at this point with only 5 draft picks.
Then I don't think you're getting him. And you want him.
I would like him, yes. But I don't think he's like this make or break. The defense is all of a sudden top 5 in everything because you have Trey Hendrickson. I think he makes your defense better, but I don't think it's a make or break thing.
God, that's funny. I thought for sure you were going to say yes all day long to that. I think there are a couple of things at work here for me. Number one is, let's just stick with big picture, and that is, you've got to win more games than the Eagles. Or you at least need to be able to win a tiebreaker with the Eagles if you both end up in a tie for first place. You've got to have a path to the Super Bowl that includes home games, not 3 road games. And more likely than not, if you don't win your division, you'll have to win 3 road games to get back to the Super Bowl. And they didn't do it last year. And, you know, the fact that they won 2 road playoff games is an anomaly. It doesn't happen that much. And to do that, for me, since the season ended and really since the season started to develop and it became clear how good the quarterback was and how good their offense was, They just have to get better on defense. They don't have to get better on defense by building over the next 2 or 3 years. They got to be better on defense next year. And specifically, they've got to be better against the run. You know, I know, like, this has become a bit of an interesting conversation because they basically belied that truth until the NFC Championship game. And you could even argue that it wasn't their inability to stop the run that cost them the game. It was their offense and the turnovers that cost them the game. Kickoff return, too. The offense committed, what, 3 of the 4 turnovers, and they had the fumbled kickoff return as well. So I need the defense to be better. What they've done, you know, defensively, in, you know, in terms of the players, I think the most important thing that they've done defensively, more than anything else, was actually re-signing Bobby Wagner. You know, once Zach Bond was off the board, and I don't know if Washington would have been interested or not, I'm sure they thought there was no way Philadelphia was going to let him go. But, you know, Bobby Wagner for a win-now mode team became imperative. So I'm glad that he is back. I think it's huge that he's back. And then in terms of, you know, Javon Kinlaw and Eddie Goldman and Dietrich Wise and Jonathan Harris and Jacoby Martin, they're adding a bunch of pieces. But, you know, I agree with Ben on that part. It's not like they've gotten any better defensively that we can see. And so Trey Hendrickson would make them a lot better as a pass rush, much better. Right now, their defensive ends, if they had to open up the season tomorrow, their starting defensive ends would probably be Dorrance Armstrong and Dietrich Wise or Javonte Jean-Baptiste. Now, they're going to use Frankie Louvu as a pass rusher. We understand that. They're going to use Bobby Wagner as a pass rusher. We understand that. But, man, they still have to make an impact. That impact could come in the draft. A second and a fourth for Trey Hendrickson, I would not have a problem with. But I was actually going to go, I'm not going to steer away from my direction because Denton answered it differently than I thought. I definitely would not give up a first-round pick for Trey Hendrickson. No chance. I think you can parlay that first-round pick into something, in terms of more picks potentially in this draft, somebody wanting to trade up to get a Jackson Dart, as an example, at the end of the first round. Lots of times, and we're not used to this, when you have picks at the end of rounds, you're in a good position for teams that want to get up and secure a fifth year on a first-round pick to trade back. So there's that possibility, maybe exists more so at the bottom of the first round than it does, you know, in the spots they've been in recent years. There are, this is a draft loaded with defensive ends. And by the way, dual purpose defensive ends, guys that can set the edge and run stop and get after the quarterback. But there's no doubt Trey Hendrickson next year would make this defense a totally different defense when it comes to getting to the quarterback when you have to get to the quarterback. So for a second and fourth, I'll say yes. For anything more than that, I say no. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. There is something attractive about a guy like Trey Hendrickson knowing that the defense has him, Louvu, and Wagner on the field on 3rd and 7 or greater. All right. Let's get to calls when we come. Well, let's start them now. We can start them now. Let's start with our guy, Brad. Brad, go ahead. Second and a fourth, and you got to pay him. Yes or no on Hendrickson?
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Brad. So I'm torn a little bit because, like, we need it, right? Like, it's obvious. That's an obvious need, and they haven't improved. And I guess my lasting memory, as everybody is, 55-22, right? I think we're all caught up in Tunzel. Well, 23. I apologize. Yes, we're all caught up in Tunzel and Debo and this offense and what we're doing. But the offense wasn't the problem, in my opinion. So we need a guy like Hendrickson. But we're old as crap. So it's like you want to trade a second and fourth to get a 30-year-old that 17 sacks is a lot. He's good, but like Kyle Van Noy, like had like 13 sacks, right? Like, I feel like you can generate sacks. So I guess the long and short of my words out here is they need a pass rusher. And that is obvious. And I want them to get one, but can you get one at 29 or 61? And that's probably, can you get a guy like Hendrickson at that position? And if I know you probably don't feel like they can, maybe they can. So,
well, it's we don't know if they can. You kind of have to trust them. But even if they think they can, is that guy Hendrickson next year or in 2026 when you're trying to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and that's a tough question, right? Like, they're in this win now, whatever kind of mode they're in. You doing everything that they did, in my opinion, doing everything they've done so far to say, we got this rookie quarterback together. That defense still is not good enough to win a Super Bowl or an NFC Championship, okay? So are you still just wasting time on a rookie contract? So do you just say, this guy, we know for sure, let's do it because we want this rookie window? Because in my opinion, the defense didn't get better. They may be on the same plane, right, but they didn't get better. They're not that good enough to beat the Eagles and do what they need to do to get to the Super Bowl. So do you have to do this to put you over the edge? In my opinion, yes, they do, because there's nobody that they're going to get is going to change the game the way he can to get them to that next level. They want to say, let's build two more years. Let's just get a guy in the draft, and we'll see what he can do.
But that's not what they're saying.
Right? Well, then they
and I agree. I agree that they're not saying that. And by the way,
yeah, they have
at 30, I mean, look at Khalil Mack, you know, in the production we're still getting from Mack. Pass rushers are also players that, like left tackles, like tackles in general, centers in general, can be very effective, you know, through a 3 to 4 year deal before it starts to tail off.
Then it's a no-brainer, right? Like, it's a no-brainer at that point to say, if you can get him to this production for 3 more years at least, at the picks that you're asking, and that money, then it's a no-brainer to get a guy in here and change the way the defense plays. But to Denton's point, I agree with him. I don't feel like you have to play their game. Cincinnati will – it's Cincinnati. They're going to lower that price, and it's going to come down, and you'll get them at a better rate.
Yeah, I think that's why they're waiting.
Hold off and play. And, yeah, just bluff them.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is they're not the only team, right? There are other teams out there. You know, apparently Chicago's interested. Arizona might be interested. Green Bay's interested. The Chargers could still be interested. The Colts apparently are interested. There's going to be a lot of teams. The Rams, can you imagine him in Verse and Fisk? You know, we got what the Rams have been able. 2 weeks ago, our conversation about the Rams was, what are they even thinking about letting Matt Stafford? They could compete for a Super Bowl next year with Matt Stafford. Thanks, Brad. Let's go to our guy Aveen. Aveen, a second and a fourth, and you got to pay him. Would you make the trade for Trey Hendrickson if Cincinnati were to drop its price to something comparable to that?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Kevin. A second and fourth is no question. I would even say pick 29 and first is no question to me. You have the best quarterback in the conference on a rookie deal. You have to go for this right now. And Edge was the biggest problem for us last season. It's still a big hole. Adding a blue chipper would be huge. Just adding any blue chipper to the defense, but adding a blue chipper to Edge, you've seen what a difference a blue chipper at Edge can make to a whole defense. It'll boost the whole defense. And, you know, for concerns about the future, I get that, but we had one of the biggest draft classes last year, and it looks like a promising draft class. And you just talked about how long the shelf life is for Edges. So I just don't think it's a question. You're not giving up any future picks either. I think that's a fair price for him. And then just other notes really fast, Kevin. John Keim reported yesterday that people in the building were confused by DJ Reed's comments, meaning that they weren't really in on him. So I found that interesting. I have full trust in Adam Peters, but you know, I definitely thought we would emphasize defense for the off season. So I feel like we're kind of putting ourselves in a situation if we don't do anything where we really do have to, you know, take an edge and with one of our first two picks and possibly take a corner with one of our first two picks.
Thanks for the call, Levine. Appreciate it. Let's go to our guy, Reggie in DC. Reggie, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? You got to take Trey. You mentioned something I was thinking about. So think about the blitzes, right? When you think about our blitz, I'm thinking about Dallas. When Witt and Quinn was at Dallas, anytime they blitz, somebody was always coming free because you got to probably put a little extra attention or slide protection to where Micah is or Dexter Lawrence. When you mentioned Trey, and then you on a third and seven, and you got Bobby coming in, and you got Lubu, I wouldn't even mind a Jack Sawyer, because I think you still should draft, even if you get Hendricks, I still would draft end at 29. But just think about Trey, Lubu, and Wagner coming in. And if again, Dorrance Armstrong, we gave him a little bit of money, so he's going to have to step up. But think about, again, some of the protection challenges that you would provide as far as the issues you're going to give an offense. What you got it. Somebody, you got to pay extra attention to Hendricks. And now that's going to free up Lubu. That's going to free up Bobby Wagner for blitzes. If you draft somebody, if a Pierce falls, I love Jack Sawyer. If a Jack Sawyer, if you add him, I mean, I think right now we are in a good position. A second, absolutely. I'm kind of with you. I don't think I'm going to give up my first. I think we'd be giving up a lot in these next two drafts as far as draft, you know, capital is concerned. So I would want to hold on to that. But a second and a fourth and giving them 30, sign me up.
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, and I appreciate the call. I think you got to stop the run first. I think it's still important, even though they got to within one game of the Super Bowl without doing it. But you got to stop the run first. That's not Hendrickson's strength. Also, by the way, I think we underrate maybe the season that Dorrance Armstrong had as a pass rusher. He had some big moments in the postseason. And if they can take the pressure off him with a pass rusher on the other end, I kind of like that situation. Armstrong, a Hendrickson, a Luvu, a Wagner, them scheming it up with, you know, some of the playmakers that they have, you know, certainly in San Ristil and hopefully Lattimore behind that. But they still have to stop the run. I think, look, I am a believer, and I know Ben pushed back, but I think most of you are all also believers in the fact that right now they do have a win-now mindset. They have a mindset that says, let's take advantage of what we have offensively, what we have at quarterback most specifically, the contract that we have, and let's try to contend and win a Super Bowl in 2025, 2026, which is exactly the mindset they should have. I mean, there's no building when you have Jaden Daniels on a rookie quarterback. There's no, you know what, let's just recalibrate and let's try to get better. And, you know, maybe we can have another big run this year. But, man, 27, look out. No, it's about – doing what you can. And I think it started with the Lattimore trade. You don't make that trade unless you have that mentality. You're not in, you know, the Laremy Tunsil, even though that is a great trade. And I mentioned it the other day. It's a great trade for a team that, you know, has a young quarterback like Jaden, because you're investing in him as well. You're investing in the protection of him, which still boggles my mind that Houston wanted to get rid of Laremy Tunsil when they have the same situation. I don't think it's good, but they've got, you know, a high-end, super young quarterback. You've got to, you know, I love the mindset overall. You know, whether or not this offseason ends up producing the outcome that their win-now mode is trying to produce, you only have so much control over that. But Hendrickson would be a massive difference maker. I just think that a first rounder, when I don't think it's the right deal. I don't think a team should have to give up a first round pick for a player that you're then going to have to turn around at 30 years old and pay a top five, top three perhaps, edge rusher contract. I mean, right now you're talking about the Crosby deal, you know, the Garrett deal. I think Nick Bosa still makes a boatload of money. Brian Burns signed that big deal in New York last year. TJ Watt is up there. I'm forgetting who else is up there. But you're going to end up paying him a top three deal when all is said and done. He's going to end up being the second or third highest paid pass rusher in the game. And Max Crosby's 28. Miles Garrett, same age. Miles Garrett's a better player than Trey Hendrickson. Okay, which is why he would have demanded a lot more than Hendrickson. He's just better, and he's more of a dual run stopper and, you know, pass rusher. And by the way, just the number one dominant defensive player in the game. Yeah. All right. Several of you are on hold. Stay there. We'll do a bit more on this. A second and a fourth from this year's draft, along with paying Trey Hendrickson $30-plus million. The reporting out there is that Washington's one of those teams that's certainly inquired, but the asking price has been too high. A first and something else from Cincinnati. Nobody's willing to pay it. Would you be willing to pay a second and a fourth rounder and then pay him the new contract, the new big contract as well? 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. We're on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app.
A lot of signings for the Commanders yesterday. The team is bringing back Noah Brown, Noah Igh, KJ Osborne, Michael Dieter, Sheldon Day, and Trent Scott, all on one-year deals. Nick Ballore joins very rare company. He gets a two-year deal to return. The team also went out and signed defensive end Jacob Martin. Capitals in action last night. They lose to the Kings 3-0. It's the second time all season the Caps have been shut out on offense. In the NBA, Steph Curry becomes the first player in history to hit 4,000 three-pointers. The Washington Wizards beat the Detroit Pistons 129-125. Seven Wizards scored in double figures. Alex Saar led the team with 19. Prior to tip-off, it was announced that Bilal Coulibaly will miss 4 to 6 weeks with a hamstring injury. A lot of hoops today. Maryland in action against Illinois in the Big Ten tournament. Tip at 6:30. You can hear it right here on Team 980. George Mason squares off against George Washington in the A-10 quarterfinals. Live from Cap One Arena. Tip at 5. And that's what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.